All right, buckle up because today's deep dive is a weird one. We're talking about a declassified CIA document on, get this, psychic magnification.
Psychic magnification.
Yeah, you heard that right.
Sounds like we're about to step into an X-Files episode.
Right, but here's the thing, this isn't some sci-fi script. We're dealing with a real CIA document, a translated research paper from China, no less, published back in 1982.
Okay, so what's the CIA's interest in a decades-old Chinese research paper?
Well, that's part of what makes this so intriguing. This document caught the attention of intelligence agencies because it delves into some pretty extraordinary claims. We're talking about participants in an experiment reporting that they could see their own cells magnified after undergoing acupuncture.
Hold on, seeing their cells, like under a microscope.
That's the claim. And they didn't just describe blurry shapes either. They got into specific shapes, sizes, even comparing them to everyday objects to give a sense of scale.
Okay, now my curiosity is piqued. What exactly were they doing in this experiment?
So picture this. You have a group of individuals who are believed to have heightened sensitivities, sometimes called sensitives. They're given acupuncture, and while the needles are in place, they're told to focus intently on the specific area being treated.
So no fancy brain scanners or anything like that, just acupuncture and concentration.
That seems to be the gist of it. And from there, things get really interesting.
You mean the part where they claim to see their cells?
I'm ready for this.
Oh, it gets even wilder than that. We'll dive into those details right after this quick break. All right, so we've got this ancient practice of acupuncture, this idea of energy channels in the body, and now people are saying they can suddenly see their insides like some kind of superpower. I don't know about you, but my head is already spinning.
It's definitely a lot to take in, right? And it's easy to get swept up in the wow factor of it all. But here's where I think it's important to remember that the document itself emphasizes the need for a grounded approach.
Really? Because so far, this is sounding pretty far out there. Oh, it definitely is. But the researchers themselves stress the need for more study, for finding a real scientific explanation for what they observed. They weren't content with just saying it's magic. They wanted to dig deeper.
So what kind of explanations did they come up with? How could this psychic magnification, as they call it, actually work?
Well, they highlight a few possibilities, and some of them are actually pretty intriguing. One key factor they point to is this intense concentration that participants were practicing. Remember how they were told to really focus their minds on the specific spot being treated?
Right, like zeroing in on that area.
Exactly. And the document suggests they might have entered a state kind of similar to deep meditation.
Which, like, we know meditation can have some pretty wild effects on perception and, like, bodily awareness, right?
Exactly. And that's just scratching the surface. There's also the acupuncture itself. The researchers suggest that stimulating those specific points on the body, those acupuncture points, could be setting off a whole cascade of responses in the body. And potentially, they say, even amplifying signals that are normally too faint for us to notice.
So, like, our brains are always receiving all this information, but most of it's filtered out. But maybe, just maybe, the acupuncture is turning up the volume on some of those usually hidden signals. And then.
And then our brains, being the adaptable organs they are, find a way to process those amplified signals, potentially even as visual information.
Which, whoa, that is pretty mind-boggling to think our brains can rewire themselves on the fly like that to make sense of something totally new.
Right. And that's where things get even more interesting. See, this document, it goes a step further and suggests a link between this whole psychic magnification thing and dot consciousness itself.
Okay, now we're wading into some deep philosophical waters here. What does that even mean, consciousness being a part of this?
Yeah, it's definitely a more speculative part of their research. But their idea is that essentially, consciousness might not be a passive observer, just along for the ride. What if it's an active participant, something capable of actually shaping our perception at its most basic level?
Hold on, so you're saying our thoughts, even our beliefs about the world, could be influencing how we experience reality, like all the way down to the cellular level?
That's the implication.
Yeah.
And if that's true, well, it raises some pretty major questions about what we think we know about reality, doesn't it? If our minds can do that, what else are they capable of?
Okay, I gotta say, my head is officially spinning now. This is a lot to process.
I hear you. But, even if we take all of this with a grain of salt, the very fact that scientists were exploring these ideas, these really radical concepts, within the framework of a scientific study, well, that in itself is fascinating.
It really makes you wonder what other research might have been going on that we don't know about, right? Like, what else is hidden behind those closed doors? Okay, I'm still trying to wrap my head around all of that. But let's bring it back down to earth for a second. I mean, this is all fascinating stuff, but you're probably thinking, how does this actually apply to me? Like, what's the takeaway here?
Right. It's one thing to talk about psychic powers and hidden potential, but it's another to actually see the relevance to our everyday lives.
Exactly. So how do we even begin to bridge that gap? I mean, what if, and this is a big what if, but what if we could actually learn to harness this ability? Could we diagnose illnesses earlier? Could we even heal ourselves using the power of our own minds?
Those are some pretty big what ifs. But even just entertaining those possibilities, it's kind of mind-blowing, isn't it? Imagine being able to perceive the world in ways we hadn't even begun to explore. Imagine if we could heighten our senses, tap into this this whole unexplored spectrum of human potential.
It's almost like we're all walking around with these incredible abilities just waiting to be unlocked. Okay. I know I'm getting a little carried away here, but it's exciting to think about, isn't it?
It definitely challenges our current understanding of what's possible. But, and I think this is important, whenever we encounter extraordinary claims like this, it's crucial to approach them with, well, with a healthy dose of skepticism.
Absolutely. We can't just accept everything we read at face value. More research is definitely needed.
Exactly. But even if future studies end up debunking some of these findings, the questions this research raises, those are important. Those are questions worth exploring further. The interplay of mind and body, the nature of consciousness, the limits of human perception, these are all areas ripe for investigation.
You know, as I was reading through this document, something struck me. It's like the researchers were so focused on what was happening inside the body, you know, all the physiological stuff, but they didn't really seem to address the role of the mind itself. Like, could our thoughts, our beliefs, even our expectations, could those things be influencing these abilities, either making them stronger or, you know, holding them back? It's almost like they were so busy looking through the microscope, they forgot about the person holding it.
That's such a great point. And it really highlights the interconnectedness of it all, doesn't it? We can't separate the mind from the body any more than we can separate the observer from the observed. It's all part of this one incredibly complex system.
It's a lot to think about, that's for sure. And I don't think we're going to have all the answers anytime soon. But maybe that's okay. Maybe the real value is in asking the questions and exploring the possibilities. Who knows, maybe our minds are even more powerful than we ever imagined. Maybe we can learn to tap into that power, to heal, to perceive, to experience reality in ways that seem impossible right now. It's a question that sits right at the edge of our understanding, and it's a question I think that leaves us with a sense of wonder. And I hope, for you listening, that it sparks a little of that wonder in you too.